The organ was also built by Jean de Morléans after the choir stalls and was completed around 1550. We know nothing whatsoever about the makeup of the original instrument, but clearly the 16-metre-high case was designed for a very sophisticated instrument. It stands on 5 Corinthian columns. A spiral staircase leads to a parapet decorated with 13 niches topped by shells. Above these are 2 series of carved wood panels showing the labours of Hercules and musicians. Above these, the 2 tiers of pipes are separated and topped by a frieze and a cornice, and then by 3-tiered lanterns. The nave pulpit is an integral part of the organ case. For reasons of space and liturgy, the master carpenter was forced to build it out from the corner, making it a unique work. The mechanical part of the organ probably dates from around half a century after the case. We know the name of an early 17th century organist here who was also an organ maker, and it was probably he who built the wind chests for the great organ and the pedals and a few of the older stops dating from this period. More work was done in the 18th century before the organ was abandoned in the French Revolution. In the late 19th century, a lengthy cost estimate was drawn up for its restoration, but the work wasn't finished, thus preserving the 17th century wind chests and the old stops. It was through the action of the Comminges Festival in 1974 that, after very detailed research, the organ was rebuilt to ensure that its composition and sound were as close as possible to the original 17th century experience. The keyboard has 3 registers, each with 54 keys, a pedal board with 30 keys, 40 stops, 3 couplers and 3 tremolants. The instrument has 2,621 pipes, 159 of which are visible. Today, it's one of the most sought-after organs for the beauty of its sound and the exceptional clarity of its sound planes. Organists, composers, musicologists and music critics have written extensively of its qualities. Saint-Bertrand de Comminges today boasts one of the final classical organs in Europe. It's played every Sunday during Mass and at concerts. This is Jean-Patrice Brosse playing Chorale BWV 680 by Johann Sebastian Bach.